little time to rest on your laurels, or indeed celebrate your success last Sunday in the final. Straight into Ulster action this weekend, and I suppose the celebrations have been put on hold fairly fast.
Yeah, Tom, we're fully focused on tomorrow and Rosslea, and thankfully we have been for the most part of the week. You know, the boys had a good night on Sunday night, but you know, everybody was present and correct on Monday for the recovery session, and you know, we changed the focus very quickly, and looking forward to it now.
Yeah, and I'm detecting that from listening to the players as well. Very early on Sunday evening, or so after the game, that the focus was going to be on Ulster, and a feeling maybe, given that Linswilly had got to the final last year, that you know, it's now or never for St. Johann's, especially given that they're at home as well.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of riding on this one for them. You know, I think John Hearn talks about winning these 8 medals. You know, in those 8 championships, he's won 1 match in Ulster. You know, which is a very disappointing, you know, stat. And I know it's one that does irk them, and one that they're not, you know, they're very keen to put right. You know, and feel that they have completely underachieved in Ulster. And you know, they had the talent in years gone by and the capabilities to do a lot more than they have done. And you know, and I think, you know, this sprinkling of youth and the few older heads there, you know, they feel that there's a good mix, and you know, that they have a real good chance, and the way the field has opened up in Ulster, that you know, there's nobody to fear, there's no, you know, big guns per se, and you know, with 6 teams remaining and none of them have ever won it before. So you know, I think there's quite a bit of excitement that, you know, that there's a chance to do something this year.
I know you're only new in this year, and this is your first year with the club, and it's very hard for you to gauge, but maybe some of the people involved with you, is there a feeling that maybe this is a bunch, maybe they're more focused and maybe have that little bit that maybe other teams in the past didn't have to do well in Ulster?
Well, look, we haven't really spoken about what has happened in the past, and now you're right. No, I'm not that okay with, you know, the reasons. I do know that they met Cross McGlen on, you know, at least 3 if not 4 occasions, you know, and a Cross McGlen team, you know, and their pomp. So, you know, they've been, I suppose, had unfortunate in the draws that they've got. But, you know, but I just, you know, from talking to them, and you know, the enthusiasm and the desire that appears to be there in the older fellas, you know, you know that this is a team that can really do something, and you know that they're going well, and there's a good momentum from the, you know, from the championship run. So you know, they're definitely supported, and the fact that it's at home, you know, they've never played at home before, any of these fellas, and you know, it's just it's a nice occasion, and something they're really looking forward to.
Rosslea, your opponents, have you seen them? Have you got to, you haven't obviously got much time, because until Sunday night, you couldn't even contemplate looking at them.
No, well, look, I was at the game between themselves and Glenswilly last year in the semi-final, so you know, I had a good look at them that day, and I've managed to get a couple of DVDs since of them, and to try and get my head around what to do. You know, in a lot of ways, I suppose they're an old-fashioned footballing team, and that, you know, they've the two Quigley brothers are playing inside, and you know, they kick 80-90% of their attacks are kicked long into the Quigleys, you know, be it from 45, 65, or even the halfway line. You know, they're just very content to launch it in. You know, I suppose something similar to what Glenswilly would have done, and you know, on occasions with Michael Murphy. So it's very much along the lines what we're preparing for against Glenswilly. So it's not too different in that respect. But you know, and I don't think they'll be anywhere near as defensive as what
that's what I was just going to come to. Yeah,
have become, you know, so you know, that represents a different challenge, because we've spent the whole year, you know, gearing up to play against defensive teams. You know, even, you know, back to the group stages when we played in Ivory, you know, they were set up, you know, very well and very well organized defensively, and you know, we were very much having to concentrate on getting a bit of patience and trying to break these teams down. And you know, now this week it's a completely different challenge. You know, they tend to go toe to toe, so to speak. And you know, and while you would think that's easier to play against, you know, when you've concentrated so much on doing one particular thing, you know, it's not easy to break away with it in the space of a couple of days.
That's what I was just going to say, especially given the short time span and the run into it.
Well, this is it, you know, and you know, there, you know, there's so many boys away at college, and one thing or another, you know, you don't get a chance to train, you know, collectively. Like, we haven't really trained in the 6 or 7 weeks, you know, since the championship started. You're playing the matches, you're recovering, you're doing it, but you're looking at the opposition, and you're back at it again. So you know, that is the big drawback from the playing week on week. You know, you don't get a chance to train, really. You know, you don't get a chance to, know, to practice things on the training ground that you would like. And I think Ross Lee, you know, they've had maybe not having the chance to concentrate in Unions, but you know, they've had 4 weeks since their own county final, so they've had a chance to prepare and maybe heal whatever injuries they would have had. And you know, and you can see they've been waiting on the long grass for this one. I know they've watched, you know, a lot of the latter rounds of the championship in Donegal, because I suppose they knew they were going to see the winner at some stage. So, you know, they would have had a good chance to look at us, I would imagine. And, you know, they'll probably be a bit better organised. But, look, that's the nature of it. We knew that was going to be the case, and, you know, we're just delighted to be here. And, you know, while they're a formidable outfit, you know, they're playing an Ulster time in 5 years. So they, they know the land. The novelty is probably worn off it, and the whole nervousness that would come with playing Ulster, which, you know, our boys would probably get a bit of. So, you know, it's definitely a big challenge for our boys, and you know, it's one we'll have to be very well up for, you know, to advance from it.
As you said, Maxi, you're going to have to change your approach, because you're going to be playing your team with playing a different style of football, and certainly not the blanket defences you've been facing right through the championship here. Does that mean that you might have to change personnel, or will you be sticking to the personnel that you've tried and trusted over the last few wee games?
Well, I suppose first and foremost, personnel wise, we have to see how the likes of Kevin Rafferty have come through. You know, Kevin had to leave the field after 10 minutes last week, so you know he's still not 100%. So you know, we'll have to wait and see close to the time whether Kevin's fit to take part, and you know, even that will impact, I suppose, on how we play. How we play will probably not change all that much. You know, it's just about meeting a different type of resistance in a different area of the field, and you know, but I think St Unions are fortunate enough in that, you know, they have a lot of intelligent footballers. You know, the Rory Kavanaghs, Conal Duns, and Kevin Rafferty. You know, these are smart guys. They're intelligent footballers, and you know, they're able to adapt on the field. You know, you can talk about it all you want and put it up on a tactics board or watch it on a DVD, but you know, at the end of the day, when the boys cross the white line, they have to adapt themselves. And you know, I think we're fortunate enough in that we have a lot of, you know, composed guys and mature footballers that, you know, I think they'll be able to adapt. You know, even from watching roughly on the DVD, you don't really get a feel for it until you go out and play against it. So you know, the boys will have to adapt, you know, right well into the first half before it really settles down to see what we're dealing with. And you know, but I do have a belief in our boys that they're, know, that the world will be able to adapt to a certain extent. They'll not get it 100% right, but I think they'll definitely be able to equip themselves well.
A lot been made of the fact that it's the first game at home in over, I think, 40 years in the Ulster Championship. Is that a concern for you, that maybe there'll be a feeling it's only Ross Lee, we're at home, we're going to beat them?
No. There's definitely, you know, we have pointed out to the boys, you know, and repeatedly throughout the week, you know, that Ross Lee are the team coming in with the experience competition. You know, a lot of our boys haven't. You know, yes, there's the Rorys and the Kevins, the Conal Duns and John Irons that have played, you know, in, you know, multiple Ulster clubs, but, you know, the majority of the team haven't. And, you know, Ross Lee have the experience, we don't. We're at home, the pressure's on us. You know, they have nothing to fear. So I definitely don't think complacency will be an issue. And, you know, while it's nice for the boys to play at home, you know, and it makes the day a bit easier, you don't have to maybe leave as early or travel as far and things like that. You know, there's a good bit of familiarity, but, you know, they'll take a bit of comfort in that. But it's no means going to be a match winning, you know, scenario that. So no, I think the boys are okay, and they're well in tune. Look, the fact that we haven't been expected to win, you know, very much this year, and you know, the boys have had to draw on their own self-belief and, you know, their own inner strength to get over these challenges, and you know, and I think that'll be the same. That'll count to them again this week. You know that they know that they have to go and win it, and I think that'll have stood to them.
And you mentioned the Kevin Rafferty situation, and you're not going to know probably until tomorrow what's the situation regarding Kevin. How do you rate his chances at the moment?
Well, look, we're just not sure, Tom. You know, we were going to leave it up to the last minute. Look, he feels okay, but how okay is, you know, say when there's another 24 hours before game time, and you know, these things do tend to heal fairly fast once they start to heal. So, you know, but Kevin's a massive player for us, and, you know, we'll be leaving right to the last minute, you know, for him to make up his mind whether he's comfortable to play or not. You know, it's not like a hamstring injury or a muscle injury where, you know, whether it's either it's healed or it's not healed. So it'll be left up to the last minute for him to have a go, you know, to make his own decision. But Kevin's crucial to us. You know, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago there, you know, he's one of the, you know, the intelligent players of the team. He's one of the leaders, himself and Rory, you know, in the middle third there, you know, dictating an awful lot of what we do, and you know, it'll be a big loss for us if we didn't have him.
And any other worries or concerns on the injury front, no?
No, new ones anyway. You know, we did lose the players early in the campaign, and they haven't come around, any of them, you know. The likes of John Paul Clark and Oisin Ghiar and Cormac Coughlin, guys that played, you know, a big part of the league, you know, they just haven't come around. David O'Hurley played a part for the reserves in the drawn match last week, so, you know, he'll probably come into the squad all right, but no, by and large, we're pretty much as we were.
And really, as you said at the outset, Maxi, it's a big game, a big prize on offer, a semi-final crack at St Enda's of Oma.
Look, we haven't even met the word, you know, at any stage of this week. You know, we know, look, Ross Lear going to be a serious proposition, you know, as it is, and we underestimate that our peril, and, you know, I think that's not going to, if we're not successful tomorrow, it won't be through complacency, and it won't be for taking Ross Lear for granted, you know, and so with that in mind, we haven't even thought about him, or haven't even thought down the line, you know, there's enough to contend with now, having to, you know, turn around within 6 days and get ready for another, and, you know, and a very different challenge, and, you know, a different competition, and, as you say, a different set of circumstances. You know, you're at home and you're kind of expected to win, which is something we haven't been, you know, at any stage this year.